Well, I think we're going to get really interesting with the new legislation. The specific offence of domestic abuse is, for me, the single biggest thing that has happened in legislation terms since the Matrimonial Homes Act in 1981. It's the first time that we have an offence that names what domestic abuse is. There is no offence of domestic abuse. Like at the moment, cases are prosecuted as breach of the peace or assault or serious assault or attempted murder, or like they're common law offences mostly. The exceptions are the recent statutory offences, so things like Section 38, threatening and abusive behaviour, the stalking, Section 39, stalking and harassment, which are implicitly about, but they're not actually about domestic abuse. They can be used to prosecute any form of threatening and abusive behaviour where there isn't an outside witness. So, yeah, there's some interesting change ahead of us because this new offence defines what we mean by domestic abuse, I think, in a way that we haven't had happen before in law. It will put the patterns of behaviour, it just is a huge leap from incidents of violence or incidents of threats, one after the other, sometimes repeated incidents, but incidents nonetheless, to it's a whole way of life for some women. Like this is what happens to them day in, day out. There is no incident, there is no set of incidents. It's just how life is because the controlling behavior, the threats, the coercion, the intimidation, the degradation are all part of a very systematic approach to degrading and sort of pushing down her sense of herself and what she's capable of. So I think that's quite a biggie. And I think that putting it into law, because of the knock-on effect that then happens, will mean that potentially there's more opportunity for women to say, this is what's happening to me. And a different kind of discourse around domestic abuse as a result.